16 and verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What a wonderful and important passage of Scripture. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing with me. You may be seated today. We used to sing an old song, and still do some. Kind of went like this. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth it all. It's gonna be worth it all. Some beautiful, happy day. Y'all remember that one? It's gonna be worth every long mile, every heartache and every trial. It's gonna be worth it all, some beautiful, happy day. Come on, somebody. Amen. Everything we go through, every trial, every sacrifice, every battle, every test, it's going to be worth it all, some beautiful, happy day. I've come to encourage somebody. I want you to hang in there. Don't you dare give up. Don't you turn around now, but you keep the faith. It's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. You may look at the situation today and think, I don't know, but I tell you, some beautiful, happy day, you're going to be so glad that you hung in there, that you kept the faith and continued on. And so today I want to preach on that very subject to us. I want to give someone hope. I want to encourage you in the Lord today as I preach to you. Yeah, it's worth it. Turn to somebody, tell them, yeah, it's worth it. Amen. It's worth it. A few weeks ago, our family got to discussing the marshmallow experiment. And have you heard of this? The marshmallow experiment. And they will take a marshmallow and they will put it on a table, and or some other treat, but they use marshmallows, and they'll take a child and put them there in a seat right in front of that marshmallow, and they tell this child, they'll say, you can have a choice. You can either have this marshmallow and eat it right now, or you can wait 15 minutes and we'll give you two marshmallows or two treats. And if you've ever watched videos of this experience, it is so adorable to see, because there's some kids, they are rock solid. They won't even look at it. They just ignore it. They don't let the temptation even come before their eyes. And others start out strong, but then they start looking, and in the end they kind of pick it up and look at it and smell it, and they're struggling, and then finally they nibble on it a little bit and just give in and eat it. But some kids, they don't even try. They just can't wait, so they gobble it down from the right, from the beginning. And it was kind of fun discussing with our family members and seeing what different ones would do. And we've got one who shall remain nameless, but they would not have been able to stop eating even a whole bag of marshmallows. But and we even have others that don't like them at all. But it's interesting, this marshmallow experiment about waiting and delayed gratification. You know, success in life takes sacrifice. When we sacrifice, it means that we surrender something for the sake of something else. Dave Ramsey, the financial guru, he teaches that we need to live like no one else so that one day we can live like no one else. And life is really a lot like the marshmallow experiment, because only those willing to sacrifice will receive the extra reward. You see, there's sacrifices all throughout life. We surrender eating too many marshmallows so we can have better health. We don't eat ice cream and cake every day during the quarantine so we can still fit in our church clothes after it's all over. We surrender a night out with friends because we have to study for an important test. Athletes surrender comfort and ease for a chance to be the best. Musicians surrender hours and hours of time for the sake of their talent. Amen. Really, anything that's worth having, it requires some sort of sacrifice. We have to give up time or money or comfort or pleasure, convenience or something. And the greater the goal, the greater the achievement, the greater the sacrifice. But for the right goal, the sacrifice is worth it. And anyone who makes it in the kingdom of God, they must be willing to pay the price. Come on, somebody, I want to tell you today, it's worth it. The sacrifice is worth it. Your faithfulness is worth it. Come on, you trusting God day in and day out, it is worth it, because there is a reward that you will never achieve, that you will never win, if you don't be willing to sacrifice along the way. Why would we think that the kingdom of God would be different than the rest of life? Isn't it something how people will sacrifice so much to accomplish great things in sports or in business or in some other worldly achievement, but when it comes to their eternal salvation, something more valuable than any of those things, they think, well, this should just come without any effort at all, and they're willing to pay the price to be the best salesman in the company, but spend time in prayer, that's just asking too much. They're glad to make it to practices before and after school, but be faithful to church. Now, come on, Pastor, don't you know we're busy? They invest hours on their golf game or looking for that trophy buck out in the woods, but don't ask them to help serve at the church. I tell you, it's all about what's important to us. Sadly, there's too many today who are looking for a shortcut to salvation. They're trying to find an easy way to heaven. They want to bypass any discomfort, any sacrifice, any trial or test. But the fact is today, the road to heaven, it doesn't go that way. It doesn't go the easy way. You can't get there from here. Matthew 7:13 declares, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to the destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Why are there few that find it? Because they're not looking for a narrow way. Amen. The reason why many people are on this road to heaven is because they're not looking for a narrow way. They're not looking for sacrifice. They're looking for an easier road to follow. They're looking for something they can do on their own terms. They want to set the path to heaven. They want to find the way that justifies what their flesh wants to do. Amen. That's why there's only a few that travel the narrow way that leads unto life. Oh, let me preach to somebody today. We live in the most selfish generation that there's ever been. We like it our way. We want it on our timetable. We want it according to our own desires. We like it the way that we like it. That's the attitude of this generation. That's the going trend in the world. Well, you can have it your way, however you want it. Just tell us and we'll supply your every desire. But that's not how God works. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Oh, deny himself and take up a cross and follow Jesus instead of doing what we want to do, that rocks the boat in today's society. But success in the kingdom of God, it takes sacrifice.
We have to be willing to carry a cross if we're going to follow the Lord. We have to be willing to deny ourselves if we're going to be with Jesus. Oh, but let me tell us today, let me tell you today, because if we have ever succeeded, if we have ever fought through battles, if we ever stood the test of time, if we've ever sacrificed, if we've ever paid a price for anything, if we've ever been willing to stick it out, then our eternal salvation is worth the price that we pay. More than anything else in this life. Yeah, it's worth it. I tell you, it's worth it. It's worth any trial. It's worth any sacrifice. It's worth anything we may have to give up. Oh, yeah, it's worth it today. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, but Pastor, I just kind of like this habit I have. I like this way of dressing. I like how it feels to do that. I like having this sin in my life. I like being part of that. I like how it looks to be like the others in the world and fit in with society. And, oh, yeah, well, it's all about what's important to us. If we don't want to follow Jesus, that's okay. He's not going to force us. But he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Oh, there needs to be an awakening in someone's life today, because for too long you've been following after what pleases you. You've been very faithful to what makes you comfortable, to what you like. But we need to wake up today before we find ourselves living a life that's apart from God. And so then we find ourselves so wrapped up in this life that we can't get free. And no matter how hard we try, no matter how hard we struggle, we can't break free from the chains of darkness that are around us. All because in the beginning we just wanted to do it our way. Having visited with a lot of people about salvation over the years, it's something to see the very minute things that some people think are so important. Well, Pastor, I just can't live for the Lord because then I'd have to give this thing up. You know, I'd come to church, but, well, if I did, I'd have to stop doing that. And it's never something that really, really matters. It's usually something that's so ridiculous. But the enemy has spun a web of deceit in their mind to where they think that that habit or that sin or that way of living, it is just so important to them. They feel like they're just going to die if they don't have it. When if they just surrender to God, he would bless them with more than whatever they had given up. I tell you today, we need the Lord to reveal some things in our lives. We need to see that web of deceit that the enemy has put before us and realize there's nothing more important than making it to heaven. How many of you today, you would attest to the fact that you got more with Jesus than you ever had to give up? Come on, you've always won more than what you lost. You gained more than you ever had to sacrifice. Oh yeah, it's worth it. It's worth living for Jesus. It's worth it. It's worth seeing your kids grow up in the church. It's worth it to be protected from the world. It's worth it not to be caught up in sin. It's worth it not to be addicted to the things of the flesh. It's worth it to have joy and peace and life everlasting. Oh, yeah, somebody, it's worth it. I've got more than I've ever had to give up from Jesus. Hallelujah. How many today have forfeited eternal life because they weren't willing to sacrifice anything? How many families have been torn apart because a mom or dad just couldn't break free from the world? They couldn't imagine how their kids would be affected, how lives would be destroyed, and generations would be lost for eternity, all because they weren't willing to sacrifice what they wanted in their flesh. Hey, somebody, if it's not worth it to you, I tell you, it's worth it for your children. Come on. There's people hanging on you. There are people that are depending on you. Amen. Your actions don't just affect you, but your actions affect others. Your actions affect your children. Your actions are going to affect your grandchildren one day. Amen. It's not a sure thing that your kids will live for God. You can do everything right, and then they still have to make that decision for themselves. But we ought to give them every chance to make the right choice. Hey, we ought to be in church every time there's church. We ought to be early for every online service. We need to make prayer meeting a priority. We ought to put more effort in being involved with the things of God than we would for any activity of this world. Yeah, it's worth it. Let me talk to our moms and dads just a moment, to all of our husbands and wives. Let me talk to every single person out there. Spring cleaning it's come and gone. But there needs to be some spring cleaning in our lives, in our homes, in what we allow in our lives, and what we, I tell you, we need to go through our homes, and we, if we have things that are not pleasing unto God, they need to go. They need to go. If there are things of sin that we've been allowing to stay for whatever reason, and it's there, we just need to make the decision. It's going. It's not staying anymore. Some people try to make a deal with the devil, and they say, well, I'll allow this in. I'll allow in a little bit of the world, and hopefully my family can still be saved. That never works out well. Come on, dads. Come on, moms, husbands, and wives. Come on, young people. You've got to go through some things and realize there's some things in my life that is not what God is pleased with. Let me ask you, parents, are you aware of what's on your kids' phones? Do you know what they're watching? Do you know what they're accessing on their game consoles? Is your internet wide open with no filter? I tell you, that's a recipe for disaster. You'd be surprised, even at the church. You'd be surprised how many times our filters at the church stop people from looking at things they shouldn't be, even on the church end. Do you understand what goes behind the scenes in Hollywood, where actors and actresses are literally possessed by devils, and they give themselves over to those spirits so that they can be the best at what they do. You're looking for something interesting to watch. Why don't you check out some of the documentaries showing what the celebrities have given themselves over to these things, and that's who we're idolizing, and that's who we're wanting to be like. We follow them on social media, and we watch their movies, and we sing their songs, and we want to be them. Is that really where we want to be headed? Is that where we want to go in life? Is that who we want to be? I challenge every parent today. I challenge every young person. You need to clean up your media. You need to clean up your phones. You need to be accountable. Garbage in means garbage out. If all we're taking in is the stuff of sin, then all our life is going to be able to produce is the garbage of it. But if you'd be willing to lay some things on the altar, if you'd be willing to pay a price, if you'd be willing to sacrifice some things of this world, I tell you, there is a reward waiting for you, and it will be so much greater than any little thing of this life that you would have to lay on the altar. Oh, there's probably not anybody else preaching on the internet like this today. Because we don't want to offend people. We don't want them to think we're religious fanatics. But hey, they already think that. And who cares what they think? They can't save your soul. But there's a God in heaven. I want to make sure he's pleased with my life. I want to make sure that he's happy with the things that I do. I want to make sure that he takes notice. this world will never accept us. Not those who live for Jesus. There ought to be something moving in our spirit today, because there's a call from God to pay the price for what he wants to do in our life. Oh, that's kind of drastic, Pastor. Maybe, but Jesus got kind of drastic. Look what he said in Mark chapter 9, verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be where their worm dieth not and their fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better thee enter in the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Come on, how important is that habit really to you? How important is that thing that you won't surrender to God today? How important is that issue that you've been arguing with God about, trying to justify how it's okay and you can get by doing it, when in your heart you know that God told you put that thing on the altar? Come on, is it more important than your hand? Is it more important than your foot? Is it more important than your eye? Because Jesus said it's better to go to heaven without those things than for you to keep them and they cause you to go to hell forever and ever and ever. Oh, I want to challenge you today. Make up your mind to give Jesus everything. Don't you hold anything back. Don't you argue with him about it. But just turn it all over to the Lord. Surrender everything to him and say, God, you take what you want and you give me what you want to give me, but I've got to make it to heaven. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what the sacrifice. My most important goal in life is that I shall be saved. We read it earlier. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Those who try to hang so tightly onto the things of this life, onto the things of their flesh, to the way that they like things, to the ways of this world, that they hold on so tight, they're never going to be able to keep it. It's going to pass away. It's going to be lost, and they'll lose everything. But anyone who chooses to lose their life for Christ's sake, they are going to find it. And the life that they find with the Lord, it will be more than anything they ever had to give up. Praise the Lord. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, is anything worth more than your soul today? So what if you're the most popular guy in school? What's the state of your soul? Amen. Who cares if you make more money than anybody else on your street? What's the state of your soul? We need to rethink our lives. We need to let God talk to us about our priorities, because some of the things we're shooting for, it might be things that lead our life in the wrong direction. It's not even that they're outright sin. It could be just, it's just the influence of it. The crowd, that lifestyle, it's something that's going to pull our soul away from the things of God. And if we could be in danger of losing our relationship with God, then it doesn't matter if we gain the whole world. If we lose our own soul, we have lost everything. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. If our hand offends us, cut it off. If the foot offends us, cut it off. If the eye offends us, cut it off. Better to go to heaven with one hand and one foot and one eye than be cast whole into hell. Many of the sins of man are wrapped up in the eye and in the foot and in the hand. Whatever is keeping you back from heaven, you need to cut it out of your life. You need to cut it off. You need to sacrifice it on the altar today. If it's going to keep you from making it to heaven, then yeah, it's worth it. Give it up. Give it up. Cut it off. Get rid of it. Heaven is worth it. Heaven is worth it. It's worth any sacrifice. It's worth any price. It's worth it. It's worth it. Amen. Peter said to Jesus, "Lo, we've left all and followed thee." To which Jesus answered and said, "There's nobody who's left homes or family or lands for my sake or the gospel's sake that won't receive the equivalent in return 100 times. Houses and family and lands." And then he says something interesting. He says, "with persecutions." That means we are going to gain with Christ, but we should also expect to suffer with Christ. Job received double what he had before. But suffering Christians shall have 100-fold. And if that's not enough, then Jesus says that in the world to come, we are going to have eternal life. Oh, yeah, it's worth it. Oh, can we think with an eternal mindset for just a moment right now? It's hard to fathom in our limited understanding, but can we think beyond just today? Can we think beyond our flesh? Can we think beyond the ways of this world? Can we think of eternity and where our soul is going to spend it? Oh, yeah, any amount of suffering in order to have eternal life, it's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah, it's not really that big of a price to pay if I get eternal life. Yeah, it's worth it. Whatever trial, it's worth it. Whatever sacrifice, it's worth it. Oh, I tell you today, whatever you have to pay, if you get eternal life, it's worth everything. It's worth it today. Oh, here in this world, we have to sacrifice if we want to be on the team. We have to pay the price if we want to be successful. We've got to sacrifice if we want to win. It's the same thing with the kingdom of God. But oh, it's so worth it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In conclusion today, can we think of the mind and the heart of God? He has all power. His words created heaven and earth. Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. We can't comprehend God's greatness, his awesome power, his eternal existence. It's just beyond our thinking. We're so small compared to him. But as God in heaven looked at our lives, considering what the future had in store for us, knowing that our sin would destroy us, in his mercy and in his grace, he considered you, he considered me. David wrote in Psalm chapter 8, verse 3, he said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Who are we that he would be mindful of us, that he would consider us? Who are we that he would visit us? We're so insignificant, but he desires to spend time with us. when he considered, oh, when he considered the price that would have to be paid, when he considered the price that it would take to save us, to sacrifice for us, to make a way of escape for us, he looked at our life and he said, yes, it's worth it. I'll pay the price. I'll robe myself in flesh and I'll pay the price. I'll carry the weight of sin of the world. I'll go to the cross because, yes, it's worth it. It was worth it to God. It was worth it to our Lord. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, his flesh said, oh, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to have to pay this. His flesh was crying out, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But in his spirit, he said, oh, it's worth it. It's worth it. And it was on the cross in a tremendous moment of torture and torment. But he said, oh, I'm going to finish this. It's worth it. He gave all so that we might be saved. And are we not willing to sacrifice anything? Oh, help us today. Anything we go through, any sacrifice we have to make, any price we have to pay in order to live for Jesus, we need to consider it with an eternal mindset today. And when we do, there can only be one logical answer. Yeah, it's worth it. It's the best deal that we could ever make. Thank God for this opportunity to live for Him, to be blessed not only in this life, but to have eternal life. Oh, is the cost too much? Oh, no. Is this a good investment? Oh, yeah. It's the best investment you could ever make. Yeah. It's worth it. Right where you are here today, I wonder if you could pray and ask God to give you some clarity in your thinking. Let Him talk to you about some things that you need to lay on the altar. Let Him talk to you about some habits. Let Him talk to you about some goals and some dreams that, yeah, they're first in your life, but they might not be first in God's opinion of where you need to go. Would you let God speak to your heart today? Amen. They're going to play some music right now, and I want us to, everywhere we are, go into a place of prayer because God is speaking to us. Somebody needs to make a commitment today. Somebody needs to lay some things on the altar today. Somebody needs to purify your home. You need to go through some things and clean it out. Amen. Some things you're struggling with it so hard. Just give it to the Lord. And let Him bless you with more than what you'd ever have to give up. Yeah, it's worth it.